Good evening. I'd like to start off with reading a verse. This Christmas season, I've really been taken afresh by Isaiah 9 and Matthew 4. And I want to read it to get started with because I've had this fresh revelation this Christmas season about the birth of Jesus, that the people were steeped in great darkness. There was very little hope. It was a very, very difficult times, and it was a long period of waiting for the people of Israel. And that's part of what makes his birth so amazing and so miraculous, is that our Savior was born, and this was the beginning of their deliverance. And it's so beautiful. So I just want to read Isaiah 9 to get us started. It says, "The government of the promised Son. Nevertheless, the gloom will not be upon her who is distressed. As when at first he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali," which those were the first two of all the Jewish lands, those were the first two to fall to capture and to fall apart. And then they were the first lands that Jesus went to. It says, "In the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward more heavily oppressed her by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan in Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle and garments rolled in blood will be used for burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." And then that verse is referenced again in Matthew 4, where it says, Jesus begins his Galilean ministry. So just like Isaiah 9, he goes back to the place that was prophesied in Isaiah 9, and that's where he begins his Galilee. And it says, "Now when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he departed to Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is by the sea in the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned." Can we believe that the people, like our nation, the people we're believing for, even in our own difficulties and circumstances, Jesus is the great light. Jesus is the great light. Can you imagine the kings from Orient who saw his star, the hope? Can you imagine the amazingness? This, the birth of Jesus, this was the beginning of their deliverance coming to fruition. This was the faithfulness of God. The faithfulness of God. God, you prophesied it in Isaiah 9. in the midst of a season when Israel at that time under their king was going through great difficulty, you prophesied it, and you're so faithful that you brought it to pass. And those who were in deep darkness have seen a great light. Can we believe that for our family members, for our loved ones, for our nation, that those who are right now in deep darkness, where it looks totally hopeless, that they will see the great light that is Jesus Christ? No matter what we're going through, this year has been extremely challenging for me, but no matter what we're going through, there is hope in Jesus, and he's worthy of being praised at Christmas time because we are celebrating his miraculous birth. We're celebrating the faithfulness of God through all the ages. It was supernatural. And I just pray, Lord, that in all of the pomp and circumstance that is wonderful of the Christmas season, that we wouldn't become numb, God, that we wouldn't lose the revelation of just how amazing the Christmas is, just how amazing Christ's birth was, that this was your faithfulness, and you brought forth your only Son for us to be the propitiation of our sins, and you brought him forth as a humble child, born essentially homeless in a manger for animals to feed in a village where there was no room for his family to stay in, so they had to stay in a barn. You're so good, God. You're so good. And we can step into joy, the joy of Jesus on us because of what you did. Thank you, Lord. So let's just stand up, and we're going to sing Joy to the World, because Jesus is the joy to the world.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. Sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. worship you in the beauty of holiness. Nothing else matters.
Be glorified. Father, you're Lord of all. And as we continue to worship you tonight, Lord, Father, we can't help but remember our hurting brothers and sisters around the world as we worship during this beautiful Christmas week. And we just thank you, Lord God, for your presence. And in your presence is fullness of joy, even in the worst of the worst situations. And Father, we just want to lift up those who are being persecuted around the world for their faith, those who feel that darkness surrounds them. But Father, you have said that the darkness is moved out because we've seen a great light. And we thank you, Father, that no matter what, no matter what is happening, that we can hold fast, that you're above it all. And that when our eyes are fixed on you, the author and finisher of our faith, that you'll bring clarity and hope in every dark situation. And Father, as we remember those who were involved in the tragedy in Madison, Wisconsin, in a Christian school, from a troubled girl, Father, that took her own life as well as lives of others. Father, we're just stunned that this could happen. And we're asking, Father, that you would just move in that situation in such a way, Father, that hope would overtake all the hearts of the grieving parents, faculty, staff, children, and around the world. And Father, that we would continue to say that you're Lord of all, no matter what. And with our beloved, precious Iris Global family that is suffering greatly right now. We didn't know this in church on Sunday, but between Sunday and Monday, I'm not sure the exact time, a cyclone hit dead center into Pemba and the surrounding areas and just decimated the area. And Father, it's been overwhelming to just think of the mass destruction. But yet, to give you praise in the midst of that, and to thank you that as of right now, no lives were lost, which is crazy. But yet everything else was hit. And many places have lost their homes. Many people have lost their homes and farms and all kinds of destruction in the city of Pemba, as well as in for Iris Global. So we're going to watch a video, a short clip right now. Heidi shares her heart briefly, and we're going to continue to worship tonight. But she shares her heart, and when we first heard about this, instantly we reached out to contact Heidi and Roland, and within a very short amount of time, within the half hour, within minutes, we heard back from her. And she just greeted and thanked us as her friends and as who we are to her. And I just want us to just get a little closer to these situations right now, even though we're not in them directly, they affect us. So people that we know all over the world linked with Iris Global, family to us, they're all responding. And so we're corresponding on Facebook in different ways to just lift up the people. And also, as we're watching this, as Justin is getting it ready, that we are wanting to lift up all of Mozambique. Pastor Jose has been on with us quite a bit of late because of the strike that's going on throughout the entire nation. And it has the tendencies of a civil war, as we were talking yesterday, day before, because everyone seems to be rising up, I say that loosely, everyone, against the current government that's evil. So people aren't allowed to drive on the streets or be on the streets from 8 in the morning to 3, and it just goes on and on and on. So many people in the prisons that we're supporting are starving. The prisoners are in the cells, and they are reliant on the government to give them food. Pastor Jose is trying to do whatever he can do to bring food because the government isn't responding. If they do get to eat, and that's an if, they get one meal if they get to eat. And these are very damaged people already. So we have been supporting them, as you know, and thank you for your contributions. But it's pretty much a big heartache. But with Pastor Jose, he's totally, you know, but God, praise God, God is good. So praise the Lord for that. So let's watch this short clip, can we? And turn the lights out so you can hear.
Everybody, thank you for praying for us in Pemba, Mozambique. There's been a crazy, crazy disaster. As you know, the cyclone hit us straight on. Roland and I had just come to America to see our children. Obviously, we're cutting our trip short, and so many buildings are destroyed at our university. Roofs got blown off. Our own personal house, about half of the roof is gone. The poor are really, really suffering. There is so much pain and so much suffering right now, but we fix our eyes on Jesus. And we know that he is the author and the finisher, and that he is going to take us through every storm. So we're believing that some short-term teams are going to come and help us to rebuild in Cabo Delgado. And we believe that the Lord himself is just going to touch hearts, and we're going to hold hands and get together and rebuild. Jesus is King. We love you. We thank you for caring, forgiving, and being a part of Iris Global.
Amen. So we have a Facebook post. It's on my page now, and it's going to be on our main page soon. And Carly put a new page up for disaster relief. And you can, I don't know how to best do this, but you can take a picture with your phone, I guess, for now. And Justin's going to put it up there. This is what we had on my page. You can just take a picture if you'd like. Our precious Iris Global family has been hit in Pemba, Mozambique. Please pray and donate to Iris, or you can give through us at Frontline. so in that link right there is what Carly put together. We would love to be able to do that and continue to support. You're free to do anything you want, obviously, but we would like to get as many people from around this area who are willing to jump in. These people have been suffering so much with the war. But also the good news, so that you, if you want to get your phones out, you can get that, because some of you don't have Facebook. And at least if you want to donate on our page, it's right there. And hopefully we can keep showing that so that people who are watching can do the same. And I'm really, really excited, because when we showed the video a couple years ago dealing with the war, we ended up sending over $10,000. I don't remember exactly what it was. And it was mostly from this body right here. There were a few other people who donated, but it was wonderful, but it was the bulk of it, 99.9% was from Frontline. So do what is on your heart, but these people are... Oh, I'm so wrong. Scratch that. It was 20,000. What am I saying? Not 10. Thanks, honey. Completely wrong. So Heidi did backflips on that one, and because she sent us a video to thank us, we're not looking for thanks, but she wanted us to know that with those monies, they were able to go and buy many solar audio Bibles to see the people get saved who have been so suffering through this war. And so, you know, we're highly connected, highly involved. There are major things going on also in some of the IRIS bases that are linked to IRIS Global. So, you know, we're standing in the gap. We're an IRIS affiliate, and we don't forget that. And we're family more than a title or a name, because we go back to 2003. So we're asking that you would take it seriously. Is it a good time? Probably not. It's not a good time for things that seem to pop up ever, right? But especially right now at Christmas and everything. But one thing I love about IRIS Global, and I love so much, is that they treat us as family, and you feel the love. You feel the affection. And so we'll be hopefully having more about that later, another time. But I absolutely love these people, and I'm so grateful. So if you are interested in that, please. And I'd like to just, before Deanne leads us in communion, we'll just see how it goes. If this is on your heart, if you can just back us up, worship team, if we can pray out for these beautiful people who not only on the IRIS base, the few that are there compared to how it used to be because of the war, you know, their buildings have some structure. They have aluminum. They've got some brick and different things. But the beautiful people that are outside of that IRIS compound, everything is mud and thatched roofs, and they're decimated. They're gone. And the people that we do know, I mean, they're posting all over Facebook in every country. And I love that. I just love it. And so various people are connecting with us, and we're praying for people. We're standing with them, just saying, we can do this. We're together. We're together. We're together. So unity of heart and unity of purpose is so important in this time and in this season. So let's stand together with our beautiful IRIS Global family, including, obviously, Pastor Jose in the South. And if we can just have some folks, if it's on your heart, would you come up and just pray out what the Lord is speaking to you as we're praying and standing for relief and for God to open the eyes, that there would be a togetherness, there would be no division. The enemy loves division. The Lord loves togetherness. So let's pray. Let's pray for that unity of purpose. And thank you again for all of you who have been so beautiful to donate and help Leon Hoover and the group down in Tennessee from that wretched hurricane. And they're still rebuilding, but tons of money was sent down there too. Not 20,000, but many thousands. That's because of you guys. So thank you. They thank you quite a bit. And honestly, to be really frank with you, I had no idea. Maybe you guys did, but I had no idea that there was a cyclone forming. I didn't know. We didn't know to pray, to say no in Jesus' name and push that thing back out into the sea or eradicate it. But you know what? When we were Helene, what was the second one called? Whatever. I can't hear you. The second one in Florida. Milton, thank you. I'm telling you what, from the pastors that I've talked to down there who stand as we do, they said as soon, with all this praying, as soon as Milton came towards the shore, everything just went boom and came down, and they had such a minimal loss of life and destruction comparatively because they were ready, spiritually ready. So it just made me cry to think about Pemba. And it's like, I don't have any answers. My heart just hurts. I feel things deeply. So it just cried about that. It's like, Lord, how would we know unless you told us? So I didn't know. But so if any of you did, praise the Lord. So let's be praying more for our IRIS Global family that we're part of. Can we do that? So let's just, and also the beautiful families out in Madison, Wisconsin. So if someone would like to start, just open up and pray. That would be great. If anyone wants to grab the mic here. Thank you, Jesus. You're the same God as we've been singing out. Nothing has changed. You change not. If no one wants to pray out, then we'll go back to worship.
Lord, we just pray over Mozambique, Father. Lord, those are your children, Father, Lord, that have been impacted by the cyclone, Father. Lord, we just ask that you bring uplifting, Lord. We ask that you bring peace, Lord, to that nation, Father. Lord, that there will be no more war, Lord, or even the rumors of war, Father. Lord, we just pray peace, Father. Lord, we pray for miracles to come, Lord, provision to come, Father, Lord, just finances, Lord, into that area, Lord, that's been devastated by this cyclone, Father, Lord. Just, Lord, we just ask for revival in Mozambique, Father, just even more of your word, Father, more of light to be shed on the situation, Lord. Father, we just ask in Jesus' name, Lord, just uplift those that have lost everything, Father. Lord, there be supernatural resources, Lord, that come, Lord, out of the ground, out of just, Lord, things that I can't even think of, Father. Lord, you will provide, Lord. Just declare in Jesus' name provision for Mozambique.
Every town that's been affected by this cyclone, Lord, that you would just come and bring resources, heavenly resources, natural resources, Father, medical resources, provision, Lord, whatever is needed, Father, in every village, Lord, materials, building materials, Father, medical kits, Lord, all of the needs, Lord, you see this great need, even down to the smallest need, it's all great. So we're standing as your body. We're standing as one, as your church, Lord, to see this through, to see your mighty hand move and to turn this around, Father. We thank you, Lord, that was very little or no loss of life, Lord. We're asking, Father, that you would just rebuild these families, Lord, that those that have just been completely just, wow, what happened, Lord? Their world has been turned upside down, Lord, that you would just come in and comfort them right now. Comfort them. Lord, you would send the laborers, you would send missionaries, you'd send people, Lord. Just move on people's hearts, Lord, that as they hear this news, that they'll just be struck to the heart and they'll say, what can I do? How can I help? Lord, I thank you for that call that's going forth. Lord, I'm just reminded that your word says that we are the head and not the tail. So we go in as your heavenly force, Father, in the spirit, Father, and your body and your church going in the natural to see this through, to see healing, to see a rebuilding, as Heidi said, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just agree right now, all of us together online, Father, that we will continue to pray, we will continue to intercede, Lord. And if there's any other storms and anything else, Father, that might be lurking, Father, on the cusp of it, we say no in Jesus' name. And Father, we do, as Joe said, I stand against this civil war, this uprising, Lord, these things that are brewing, Father, we stand against anything, Father, that would try to interrupt or try to bring confusion or bring fear. We say no to that in Jesus' name. We're asking, Father, for a transformation of this government, Lord, that you'd bring salvation to every government official in Mozambique. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for Pastor Jose's influence, Lord, with the people he's connected with. I thank you there's going to be greater influence for him, Lord, new connections, divine appointments for him, Lord, and that government officials and people of high influence in the Mozambican government, that their hearts will turn. And Father, that those that citizens that are angry and upset, Father, and just want to try to cause trouble, Father, Lord, that you would quiet their hearts in the name of Jesus. You'd bring a stillness to their hearts because your word says, be still and know that I am God. So we still the storm in people's hearts. We still the storm that's in the natural because your voice, it's your voice that stills every negative voice of the enemy. And we stand against it and we partner with your voice, your clear, crystal clear, calm, authoritative voice, authoritative in a good way, your voice of authority that's love and compassion and truth that trumps anything that the enemy would try to do, Lord. So we put the enemy on notice. Enemy, leave. Leave Mozambique. Leave the government. Leave all of these areas that we're praying because we are standing as God's children. We are standing on the authority that Jesus placed on us and in us. It's our position as the inheritance he gave us. So we take our inheritance as your sons and daughters, Lord, in Jesus' name. Because what you established legally in the heavens, let it be on earth. We thank you for that legal decree, Lord, that is released in the earth right now. It's released in Mozambique in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Father, I lift up our schools in the name of Jesus. We lift up this tragedy in Madison, Wisconsin before your throne of grace. Father, we pray for mercy over these families who have experienced loss, who are experiencing great pain and deep darkness. We pray, Father, that you would invade their darkness with your great light. And even for the family of this young girl that committed this, we pray, Father, for mercy for her family as well, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, for that your peace that surpasses all understanding to guard their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We say, peace be still over the city of Madison, Wisconsin, and over that state. And Father, we thank you. We lift up the schools in this region, the schools where our children attend, where my nephews attend. We lift up, Father, the Christian schools, in particular in the state of Ohio and in this region. We thank you, Father, for a hedge of protection around our schools in Jesus' name and around our children. We thank you, Father, for your angels that are commissioned at the sound of our prayers, Father, and that you have commissioned even in the last day. Thank you for your angels who excel in strength, who do your word and heed the voice of your word. Who lift us up lest we should dash our foot against a stone. We thank you for these angels that protect our children and protect our schools and that protect everything that pertains to us in this region and in the state of Ohio in Jesus' name.
I just pray for the youth of our nation, Lord. I just lift them up to you, Lord, all the youth of our nation. Father, they are your generation. They are yours. And Father, I just pray and just ask for forgiveness, Lord, on adults who are to be adults and they're not. And Father, I just ask, Lord, for your mercy and for your grace. Where adults are just stuck in sin. They're just stuck, Lord God. And I just ask, Father, that you would reach the youth even in the midst of parents who may not stand for righteousness, who may not stand for you, Jesus, who may not even preach you. God, I know that you even spoke to Akian, the artist, Lord, who had atheist parents, and you encountered her, and you gave her an amazing gift. And so, Father, I just pray, Lord God, for the youth of our nation. I ask for revival, Lord God, for the youth of our nation. Lord, that you would turn their eyes to you where they're sick of religion. Father, that you would make yourself real, that you would make yourself known, that the Spirit of Christ and the revelation of who Christ Jesus is, these kids would be able to know and be able to discern and encounter you, that there would be a hunger in their hearts for you, Lord, to stand for righteousness. Father, I pray for any kind of other shooting that would want to happen in this nation. I cancel its assignment. I take authority over it, and I release the angels over our schools, Father, for protection, for safety, Lord God. And I thank you, Father. I thank you for Psalm 91 over our schools, Lord, where every one of our children attend. I thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against that school will prosper in Jesus' name. I just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just release your divine assignment, Father. If there's any plans, Lord God, that are happening, Lord, within youth, Lord God, right now, I just, Lord, just counteract that in Jesus' name. I just pray, Lord God, that there would be discernment in officials that need to rise up to pay attention, Lord God, and they would be able to see, and there would be a pricking of their heart to know that, no, there's something going on here, and I need to pay attention to this, to eradicate, Lord God, to counteract, Lord, this assignment. So we just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did at the cross. Thank you for the youth of our nation. Let them encounter, and experience you and know the truth. And let the truth set them free, God. We release life and blessing over them, that they would have hope in a future, plans not to harm them. Bless them, Lord.
I have to be honest with you, I'm not sure how this works, but I know that the ruling party won in the fall for Mozambique. And I've been talking to Pastor Jose about the strike, and there are many people who are saying that with this strike going on, that there is a Christian opposing candidate who didn't win the election, is my understanding. But with all the striking and stuff, many people, including President Donald Trump, are saying that this man is going to be ushered in somehow into office, the Christian. So I'm not sure. That's my understanding. So when I find out more, I'll be more accurate. But I want to just pray for the Lord's will to be done, because Pastor Jose feels this is very important, just as it was for us, for what God did for us back in November. So, Father, we just thank you for your plan and your purpose. And thank you, Father, that you would turn this evil regime, turn it, Father, and then bring it down and bring in righteousness. And Father, however you do that, however this all works together, I ask, Father, that you would bring clarity so we would have some understanding of how this works, so we would pray effectively. So Father, we just thank you that your will and purposes would be accomplished, and that all of this that seems to relate to the wars in the north and the strikes in the south that are actually all the way through the entire nation now, it's not just in the south, and even this latest event. Father, we just thank you that you're still on the throne and you sit in the heavens and laugh. So Father, we just offer ourselves to you to be intercessors, to see your highest and your best will and purpose to be accomplished, so that this nation can once again be turned towards righteousness. We thank you that all the work that Iris and others have done in that country is not for naught. Father, we just thank you that we will intercede, we will support in prayer and finances, and do whatever we can do to encourage our brothers and sisters over there and in South Africa and the remaining countries. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yeah. So since it's 8:15 here, as Deanne leads us in communion, since this went a little bit longer, this will lead us time for this, I believe. That's what the Lord's saying. So lead us, Dee, and then we can go back to worship, okay?
So certainly we're expectant that God is moving in these places where we've just prayed, but also we're expectant for the celebration of the arrival of Jesus. So I'm reading in the Amplified, and considering everything we've just talked about, I'm starting in verse 1, and it starts with, "But in the midst of judgment, there is the promise and the certainty of the Lord's deliverance. And there shall be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time, the Lord brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he will make it glorious. By the way of the Sea of Galilee, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. those who dwelt in the land of intense darkness and the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined. You, O Lord, have multiplied the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you like the joy in the harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil of battle. For the yoke of Israel's burden and the staff or rod for goading their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as in the day of Gideon with Midian. For every tramping warrior's war boots and all his armor in the battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from the latter time forth, even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. It starts off pretty ugly. That in the midst of judgment, there is the promise and the certainty of the Lord's deliverance. So as we have been praying that God would come and interrupt some really ugly circumstances here around the world for people that we love, for brothers and sisters in Christ, that we get to enter in and know that for unto us a child is born. And that child brings peace. He brings joy. And where there has been anguish, it will be no more. So we're just going to take communion together, however you feel led. But just to partner with who he is and what he has released already and what he is releasing in all of these areas where we've prayed.
We crown you King of glory. We crown you King.
of glory. We crown you King of glory. We crown you Lord of all. We crown you, you are worthy. We crown you, you are worthy. We crown you, you are worthy. We crown you Lord of all. We crown you King of glory. We crown you King of glory. We crown you King of glory. We crown you Lord of all. We crown you, you are worthy. We crown you, you are worthy. We crown you, you are worthy. We crown you, you Lord of all. We crown you King of glory. We crown you King of glory. We crown you King of glory. We crown you Lord of all. We crown you, you are worthy. We crown you, you are worthy. We crown you, you are worthy. We crown you Lord of all. 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 King of glory. King of glory. King of glory.
Oh,
no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah, Lord of all. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah, Lord of all. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah, Lord of all. There is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah.
Worthy is the
is slain and seated on the throne. There's no one like the Lord. Elders, creatures bow, giving praise to Him and Him alone. There's no one like the Lord. We crown You King of glory. We crown You King of glory. We crown You King of glory. We crown You Lord of all. You King of glory, we crown You King of glory, we crown You King of glory, we crown You Lord of all.
You are worthy,
we crown You, You are worthy, we crown You, You are worthy, we crown You, You are worthy, we crown You Lord of all, we crown You, You are worthy, we crown You, You are worthy, we crown You, You are worthy, we crown You Lord of all,
we crown You King of glory, we crown You King of glory, we crown You King of glory, we crown You Lord of all, we crown You King of glory, we crown You King of glory.
He's coming.
He's coming.
He's coming.
He's coming.
Spirit of wisdom, open my eyes again. Spirit of revelation, open my heart again. Spirit of wisdom, open my eyes again. Spirit of revelation, open my heart again. 'Cause I wanna see you, Lord.
Spirit of a
your eyes are like flames of fire. I know that your hand is white as wool. I know that your voice sounds like harps. Jesus, you're beautiful. And I know that your eyes are like flames of fire. I know that your head is white as wool. I know that your voice sounds like waters. Jesus, you're beautiful. And I know that your eyes are like flames of fire. I know that your head is white as wool. And I know that your voice sounds like waters. Jesus, you're beautiful. And I know that your eyes are like flames of fire. I know that your head is white as wool. And I know that your voice sounds like water. Jesus, you're beautiful. And I know that your eyes are like flames of fire. I know that your head is white as wool. And I know that your voice sounds like water. Jesus, you're beautiful. And I know that your eyes are like flames of fire. And I know that your head is white as wool. And I know that your voice sounds like water. Jesus, you're beautiful.
There's none.
And there is none like you, Lord. Jesus, you're beautiful. And there is none like you, Lord. Jesus, you're beautiful. Jesus, you're beautiful. There is none like you, Lord. Jesus, you're beautiful. Jesus, no.
is none like our King.
As we close tonight, may I encourage you all to, on your own, read Revelation chapter 1 in several versions. Read it in the Amplified Classic, read it in NASB, read it in The Message, read it in NLT, whatever is good for you. But I've been reading it in these different versions, and I just want to highlight a couple verses here. Starting at verse 10, I was in the Spirit, wrapped in his power. On the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice like the calling of a war trumpet, saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Write promptly what you see, your vision, in a book, and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamum, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and Laodicea. And I turned to see whose was the voice that was speaking to me. And on turning, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the lampstands, one like a son of man, clothed with a robe which reached to his feet, and with a girdle of gold around his breast. His head and his hair were white, white like wool, like white wool, as white as snow, and his eyes flashed like a flame of fire. His feet glowed like burnished, bright bronze, as it is refined in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and from his mouth there came forth a sharp, two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun, shining in full power at midday. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as if dead. But he laid his right hand on me and he said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the ever-living one. I am living in the eternity of the eternities. I died, but see, I am alive forevermore. And I possess the keys of death and Hades, the realm of the dead. Write therefore the things you see, what they are and signify, and what is to take place hereafter. As to the hidden meaning, the mystery of the seven stars which you saw on my right hand, and the seven lampstands of gold, the seven stars are the seven angels, messengers of the seven assemblies, churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches." Father, as we keep celebrating this week, your coming, Emmanuel, God with us, that we would not forget who you are as the baby who was born in a manger who came to die. We thank you, Father, that you are the revelation. Jesus Christ, from the very beginning, Genesis through Revelation, you are the mystery revealed. So, Father, let that change our perspective on all things. You're the God of the impossible. You're the God of breakthrough. You are life itself. You are miracles themselves. So we thank you, Father, for this. We praise you for this. And we thank you, Lord, be with us this week until we gather again on Sunday. May or Friday night, we do have prayer. We have Lighthouse prayer 7 to 9. So, Father, we just thank you that until we gather again, that you're with us and you're for us always. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the wall of fire around everyone here, everyone in this midst, everyone in front line, all of our families, our extended families, a wall of fire, and the blood of Jesus Christ, the risen one, you, Jesus, would cover all of us. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, and we give you honor and glory in your mighty name, Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you all. Enjoy the rest of your week. Thanks for coming out tonight.